This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japan has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt, despite a showdown with the congressional leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations.
We have a little thing going on at home.
Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
World leaders ratcheted up pressure on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center. Zelensky is in person attendance at one of the world's premier diplomatic gatherings, is meant to galvanize attention on his nation's 15-month fight against Russia. In a meeting with Germany's chancellor at the sidelines of the G7 summit, Zelensky thanked Western allies for its support and military aid.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks,
And Russia's defense ministry says forces of the Wagner Private Army, with the support of Russian troops, have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. Although, at that point in time, Ukrainian authorities said fighting still continued there. This is the VOA News. Italian authorities say that a region and the north will remain on red alert as more rains are expected to fall in the community, where flooding had already claimed 14 lives. We get details from Brooks.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Italy's far-right premier, Giorgia Meloni, has rejected criticism of her government's stance on LGBTQ rights, delivered publicly at the G7 summit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On television Friday, Trudeau told Meloni that Canada is concerned about some of the positions Italy is taking on in terms of LGBT rights. Meloni looked annoyed and listened in silence, saying later that Trudeau had fallen prey to what she called fake news. A reporter asked Meloni about the criticism at a news conference early Sunday in Hiroshima, Japan, which is hosting the annual summit of leaders from 7 leading industrialized nations. And again, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky actually thanked world leaders at the G7 summit for the help that they're supplying to his country.
I'm very happy. Thank you very much. Thanks our partners. It really will help our society, our people, to save houses, families. I think it's not the decision that we will have all these defending measures tomorrow. We have to prepare, but anyway, that is great result. Thanks to all the countries, to our partners. Thank you very much.
And recapping one of our top stories, Russia's defense ministry says forces of the Wagner Private Army, with the support of Russian troops, seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. But at the time, Ukrainian authorities said that fighting still persisted. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.